Hello, Emmys fans! You are watching the 44th Emmys official after show at AfterBuzz TV, and you don't want to miss it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
125,600
minutes!
Sing it!
Woo! 125,000 hertz!
Maybe that's what you're thinking.
I'm not sure if you guys are aware, but we have a Broadway guest today, and she's also our co-host, Miss Carla. You are watching the official after show for AfterBuzz TV for the 44th Daytime Emmy Awards. I'm Dan Babic. You can find me on the Instagram at Dan Babic. That's D-A-N-B-A-B-I-C, bitches. And the same on Twitter, but with an underscore after Babic. And can we get a bit of singing from you, Carla? And tell us where they can find you.
Yes, darling. You can find me on the Instagram and the Twitter at The Curvy Critic. You remember
come on,
a year
this
in
bit, I reckon
life,
you can do. Come
and
on.
We're gonna throw it to Michael.
Yes, here's a note, love.
Yes.
Love. Can you do it, baby?
Oh my gosh, it's wild in the studio
give me
today.
Intro, I said,
Well, enough of that. I'm Michael Shirley, and I'm super excited because this is my first after show here at AfterBuzz.
Yay!
What a great way to start,
welcome,
right?
Welcome, darling, welcome.
Yeah, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Michael X Shirley.
Oh, and Michael, I'm just so happy that you've officially... Cheers to that. I'm the only one with my Coca-Cola in my AfterBuzz tub today.
Oh,
but cheers to you and losing your AfterBuzz TV Virgin V-plates.
Yeah, yes. ABTV card.
ABTV card.
Yes, I love the initials, yes.
So let's just jump straight into it, because obviously the 44th Daytime Emmys is all about honouring and awarding. Let's have a look here. We've got the Daytime Drama Series, the game shows, and the talk shows.
Wait a minute, my thing is talking. Okay.
Oh, there
okay,
we go.
Okay,
here we go.
Oops.
So, I'm going to bring it to you, Carla. What do you think, as you know, as a Broadway woman, because you were on Broadway.
Yes.
In The Lion King.
Yes,
I was. What did you play, just quickly, just so our audience can be aware?
I played Shinzi in the LA production of The Lion King, which ran here at the Pantages for 3 years. And I was nominated for an NAACP Image Award, along with my cohorts, Fuchsia Walker and Mo Daniels.
So, Ruth Brandt, Seasons of Love, opening up in that number was probably something very special to you. And talk to us what you thought about and how they went.
You know, I kind of love them doing the opening up the Seasons of Love with the choir and everything. It gave a fresh feel to the Daytime Emmys, which usually can be a little stiff and a little, they stick a lot to tradition with the way that they open the show and the way they conduct the show. But they opened it up a little fresh with the choir and the Seasons of Love. And they had Cheryl Underwood hosting with Mario Lopez, and they threw a little diversity up in there, so I was kind of having it.
Well, we're going to be discussing about that. What did you think about the hosts? Well, what did you think about Mario Lopez and Cheryl Underwood?
Mario, he's
got to
like,
be honest, got to keep it real.
He's like on autopilot. You could throw him anywhere and he's going to do a good job. I think you should ask Carla.
I know! This is a bit controversial.
About the other hosts.
I kind of love Mario Lopez. Cheryl Underwood was okay. She was all right. I'm not going to hate on the sister on the internet, but, you know, she was all right.
She was stealing your look tonight.
She was stealing my look. She was stealing my hair, you know. She wasn't stealing my makeup, but she was stealing my hair, and she was kind of stealing my fit outs, but that's okay.
Yeah, it was funny because I actually said, and you know what, I'm always getting in trouble for being before commercial. I'm just saying anyway, because I love my Carla, and Carla's fabulous, and she needs to be hosting the Emmys 1 year.
Yes!
Next year, darling, next year.
I said, you know, and Cheryl's a very pretty woman, I won't take that away from her, very talented, very funny, but I think my Carla's much better. Mm-hmm. And I said to Carla, I said, I feel like Cheryl looks like your older sister that was addicted to meth for 20 years, and then just got off the crack, and she's been free for 8 months, and that's what she looks like.
But Dan, you are making my hands sweat.
And I hollered then the way I'm hollering right now. That is pure comedy. I kind of love you for that. Because that means I would be the prettier sister.
You would be the one that wasn't addicted to drugs. But anyway, not that she's addicted to drugs, but I'm just saying that's kind of the look in comparison to Carla. But the it's all about daytime drama, so we're going to bring the drama in here.
Yeah.
So if you started off with Steve Burton winning the Best Supporting Actor in Young and the Restless, what did you think of that?
Okay, you know, I kind of love the fact that Steve Burton won for the Young and the Restless, because I'm a huge fan of Steve Burton when he played Jason on General Hospital.
Yeah.
So to see him win an Emmy, because I can't recall right now whether he won an Emmy for General Hospital or not, I think he did. But to see him win, I'm like, okay, the acting chops are still fresh, they're still kicking. All right, okay, Steve Burton, congratulations on him. Yeah.
Yeah, I was really happy for him, and he's a bit of a fashionista over here, Michael.
A little
stylist.
A little bit.
And one thing I got annoyed with the men, and with Steve, is I mean, I'm going to be... Well, I kind of look basic right now because I did the, you know, the black suit with the black bow tie.
It's hard to talk about men's fashion.
It is. And Mario Lopez like just kind of... And both of them, all the men, including Steve, just wore the classic, you know, tuxedo. What did you think of that? Were you a bit disappointed?
You know, the daytime Emmys are... They're more like...
They're not the Met Gala.
Yeah. It's not, like, about the fashion.
It should be, though.
But, yeah, it would have been nice to see more than, like, a purple tie or, like, you know, like just a small contrast in the suits and stuff. It just would have been nice to see a little more. We did see that from one guy.
He was wearing a really great suit. We're going to talk about that later because there was only one best dressed male.
But don't you think But don't you think it would have been great to have been able to see the red carpet so that we could have adequately judged the fashion that was being happening on the carpet. Daytime Emmys, we didn't get an opportunity to see that.
No, but do you know what? I am going to ring up the... I don't think you can just ring up the Emmys, but I'm just going to say I'm going to ring up the Emmys. And next year, for the 45th, I'm going to do the fashion on the red carpet, make everyone look fabulous, and we need to make it more about the fashion as well, because that's, you know, what a lot of people... and that's what we were talking about, you know, before the show, you know, like, you know, on the commercial breaks, which was on Facebook Live today, which was no commercial breaks. Actually, let's get into that straight away. Nice. What do we think of that on Facebook Live? Because it's TV and now it's Facebook Live.
Well, I think a couple of things about that. So the fact that it was on Facebook Live and not broadcast on CBS saved the producers and the advertisers a gang of money because it was on the internet. And thus, cutting out the middleman, i.e. the network, it cut out a lot of confusion during the broadcast, after the broadcast, backstage and all that. So from a production standpoint, it probably ran a lot smoother, right? From a viewer standpoint, watching it, it was cool, you know, but I kind of miss watching it on television. I don't. Well, you know, I'm an actress, so I make a good living on some commercials. I got a Capital One that's running right now. Hello, ching ching. But I'm not gonna hate on commercials because that's how I make a living. But I kind of miss it on network television, you know, because I miss all the hubbub that goes along with it. When they broadcast the award shows on television, you get the red carpet things on E, and you get them on the network that's being broadcast on, and we didn't get that this time.
Well, I was speaking with the tech team during the Emmys.
Yes, you
and, as you do. How fabulous.
And they said that everything went off without a hitch. Like, everything
like
went so smoothly, and maybe that has something to do with the fact that it was online, and you don't have all these hands in the pot, you know?
Yeah. I was just wondering, I'm not sure if you know, but do you know who did the sound? Because remember with a lot of the award shows, and, you know, with Mariah Carey at Christmas time, there was always problems with the sound. It was so good, you know, because, and, you know, like, when, you know, and she got busted and all of that, and there was a flaw. I always like a Mariah Carey moment when you get caught lip-syncing and just stand there and say, what's going on? Yeah. No drama.
Yeah, there were no, like, we were talking in the trailer, you were saying that there were no live performances, and I was saying that they generally don't have a lot of live musical performances during the daytime Emmys. The primetime Emmys, they do the whole big shebang with the opening number and a couple of numbers in between and stuff, but the daytime Emmys keeps it pretty simple.
Yeah, and I actually get a bit annoyed by that, because it is an amazing thing, you know, like being a talk show host and being on TV, and, you know, the impact that you have is incredible. Because I think what a lot of the actors, the common thread I was seeing is that they, like, you know, these drama shows, like The Bold and the Beautiful and The Young and the Restless, they're at the start of so many issues, you know, and they brought up so many things in society that other people weren't talking about, whether it be interracial marriages, whether it be transgender issues, threesomes even. It doesn't matter what it is, ageism, and they discuss every issue that everyone's scared to talk about. What do you think about that?
On the daytime
Emmys? Yeah.
I love the fact that daytime shows tackle those subjects and those areas much quicker and with much more broad strokes than primetime TV does. Yeah. As a matter of fact, All My Children, who was written by Agnes Nixon, who was also honored this evening, she was the first person to bring light to lesbians on network television.
What's a lesbian?
Shut up.
The female version of me.
I can't stand you. But she brought on Donna Pascal, who's known for being in Saturday Night Fever, the chick that they everybody wanted to bang in Saturday Night Fever. But she played a lesbian character on All My Children, and up until that time, you didn't see that on daytime. Like, it was a really big deal. And ABC daytime, and Agnes Nixon in particular, were groundbreaking for doing those types of stories. They brought the light to bipolar. Yeah. We were talking about this in the trailer. Maurice Bernard, who plays Sonny Corinthos on General Hospital, is bipolar in real life. Yeah. And they brought that storyline into his character and made his son bipolar on the show. His son won a Daytime Emmy this evening.
Yeah, which is amazing. What do you think about that? Like that? Because people don't think of, you know, The Bold and the Beautiful and General Hospital as these groundbreaking shows because they are so ridiculous. But, you know, shedding light on things like mental illness and, you know, interracial marriages and everything you can think of.
Well, I mean, that's probably, like, a dream for an actor when you can, like, work your real life into
your character.
You can be
your true self, yeah.
It probably makes it so much easier.
Yeah, but, you can be your true self and just kind of, you know, do your thing.
And, it's always cool when someone brings something like that to light and makes it, like, entertainment, too.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about the Lifetime Achievement Award to Mary Hart. Michael, let's break it down. Were you thinking she was deserving of it? Did you think her speech was too long?
Oh. I thought...
I just chucked you a fire.
I think that she's very deserving of it, obviously. She's been around for so long. But she could have talked a little less.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think, Carla?
You know... I love me some, as we know and we have discussed, I love me some Mary Hart. I really do. And when they showed that brief clip that they threw together of all the people that she's interviewed, she literally has interviewed everybody that is anybody in the entertainment industry. But I needed for her to keep that speech a little short and to the point. She was thanking everybody and their kids and their husbands. I was like, girl.
She's like my neighbor's grandmother. I really like
and
thank
I love
you.
Mary Hart, and I applaud the fact that she was excited, and I appreciate the fact that she was excited. But I just wish that she had streamlined her speech a little bit better.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you. But I kind of think if it took me 40 years to get a fucking Emmy, I'm going to say the word F word. I like that word. I would be up there for an hour. I would be like, it takes me 40 years. I'm going to talk about it as much as I want to, and I'm not going to shut up until
And then there's that. I mean, she was in the business for 40 years, and she wholeheartedly deserved the honor that she was given, but I needed for that speech to be just a little bit short.
It was like, shut up, girl.
I was like, I need a bathroom break.
you timed it. It was over 10 minutes.
It was 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
She started at like 25 after, and when she finished, it was like 35 after. I was like, really, Mary Hart, come on, girl.
And I saw a bit of a smirk from Yima, cool, when she said she was defending Entertainment Tonight because everyone thought it was very frivolous, and she said, we're not fake news. Because everyone said when they first came out,
they were
like,
it was like a weird, really weird reaction.
I loved her for that, though. I loved her for that because when Entertainment Tonight hit the scene, people criticized that show for being fake news. They were like, who cares about what's happening in the entertainment industry? And now we've got Access Hollywood, we've got E, we've got Extra, we've got all these different entertainment news shows that have
popular. I'm jealous. Yeah, he's treating you.
That have patterned their shows after Entertainment Tonight, because Entertainment Tonight was the pioneer of all that.
Yeah, yeah. One of my favorite moments in the whole Emmys was when they were obviously giving Agnes her moment to shine and commemorating her on, you know, her book One Life to Live, and she's obviously tragically passed away at 88. What do we think of that?
You know, as we were discussing, I am a diehard ABC soap fan. When they snatched All My Children and One Life to Live off the air, I was a little verklempt. Yes. I was very upset. So I love the fact that they honored Agnes Nixon. I just wish they had done it while she was alive. That's the one thing I hate about those types of tributes. I really wish they would honor the people while they're here so that they can enjoy the accolades that they're being given, as opposed to talking about them when they're dead. Because when they're dead, they don't know.
Well, I think the perfect person to present that honor was Miss Lucci. Because we all know that, how long did she wait before she finally got her Emmy? What is it, 20 years?
Yeah, like she was nominated something like 17, 18 times, and she only won once.
It was so perfect that she was the one to.
Of course, she would be the one. She's the one person that worked on an Agnes Nixon soap opera the longest. Like she was the one staple of all those shows.
And she looked amazing in that yellow mermaid dress.
La Lucci is not, this is one thing you can count on Susan Lucci for. Susan Lucci will never come out looking raggedy or in a bargain basement outfit. Never.
Is she always going to look toned and she's going to be smiling ear to
ear? Well, you would too if you was married to some rich German dude. I'm just saying.
Absolutely, yeah. And what I liked is, and then obviously Lucci was talking about her experience with Agnes and saying, humor really humified it for. Is that even a word?
Humanized.
Humanized. Yes. There you go. Yeah. Humanized for us. She was saying that when she, you know, first got the role and she auditioned in front of Agnes, she didn't know who she was, but she remembers just came out of college and she'd only ever read about women looking as beautiful as Agnes did in her YSL, like,
yeah, she's talking about her outfit,
her pantsuit, and she just said, "Wow, like I only ever read about these people in magazines, and then you know, now I'm wearing a Pucci dress, the one that Agnes would have worn." So I just thought it was absolutely beautiful.
It was beautiful. I felt like her speech for Agnes Nixon and the way she honored her was absolutely beautiful and very heartfelt. It was wonderful.
It was. And do you know one show that got a lot of heat, but in a good way, it was hot, was General Hospital. Obviously, they ended up, you know, getting the biggest accolade. But I love that Erica Girardi from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and now Dancing with the Stars.
I loved her on Dancing with the Stars.
Amazing, yeah, yeah.
She was
and
good.
She, you know, obviously introduced the award for the best directing team. And she has been doing a lot of things with Young and the Restless as of recent. So she's my pick for the next future blow-up star on Bold and Beautiful. What do you think of Erica?
You know...
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I like her song. She's got that song, How many Fs do I give? How many Fs do I give?
I don't know that song.
And then she's like, zero. How about none? And she's, yeah, it's I can't sing, but she's great. Yeah, yeah.
But you were living your life, and I love you for that.
Yeah, and she's got the other song. It's expensive to be me. So now she's a soap star, yeah.
There was a couple of things that happened tonight that I thought were kind of strange.
Okay.
So, break it down.
All right, so... Did we not all think it was really strange when Tarek and Christina El Moussa came out to do an award?
So weird, yeah.
Like, it was like, why were they there?
Yeah,
they're not on a daytime talk show.
But are they on a CBS show?
No, they're on, what is that? HGTV, the flip or flop. I'm like, why are they there?
Well, then there's that. Well, maybe HGTV is owned by the CBS conglomerate.
But it was just so awkward.
Did they get a divorce?
Yeah, they're getting a divorce. I don't understand why they made them stand beside each other.
That was kind of awkward. That was awkward.
And they could have had a really, because it got a little bit dry towards the end of the award show. My ADD kicked in three quarters in. I said, I'm outside now. Can't watch anymore. I need a break.
Dan did. He was like, yeah, I'm done. Bye.
Bye, bitches. Bye, Felicia.
And I don't know if it was just me, but I felt like Tia Mowry was throwing shade at everyone.
Now you said that, but I didn't see that.
She's like,
maybe she's mad. Well, maybe she's mad because they didn't win.
Yeah, no offense, but I find that show a little bit annoying. The Real, I'm glad they didn't really win anything because it's trying to be too real. It's like we're so real, you know, like we're just moms and like it's just. They're trying too hard to be real. If you have to say how real you are, I don't think that really makes you that real. It's like we're just so down to earth, you know, with my $10 million house in Bel Air and like my kid, I'm a mom. I'm like, shut up, Tia Tamara. Like, your child star is worth millions. Oh. You're not relatable.
Tia Tamara.
Tia Tamara.
Tia Tamara.
You just put them all into one person.
Tia Tamara.
You were like, see you tomorrow. Okay.
And the stupid, you know, cheetah girl, like that's back again. You know, like, oh.
But once again, I got to give my girl Lonnie Love some love.
Yes, we love her.
Because she's on The Real. She's one of the co-hosts of The Real.
Yeah.
And I really love her. So I was thrilled that she got nominated. And some of the awards that they did not show on the air that I happen to know came up. Or they did them earlier online or something. One of my friends, Kim Whitley, won a Daytime Emmy for a web series that she's on called The Bay. So, yay, Kim, yay! Yes.
And one of the actors you went to acting school with
Gina Tognani won Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series. Gina Tognani and I took acting class from Penny Templeton, who calls her acting students acting lions.
And she brought Penny.
And she brought Penny to the Emmys with her. Yeah. And I was so excited that Penny, but I was kind of mad. I was like, Penny, you didn't tell me you were in town, girl. I was so excited. I was excited, but I was kind of mad because I kind of want to see Penny too. But that was very exciting for me to know that Gina started off on One Life to Live right out of high school.
Yeah.
You know, on One Life to Live. And now she's winning an Emmy and that she brought her acting teacher to the award ceremony with her.
And
that
then I love that, you know, Agnes Nixon's biography before she died was One Life to Live, because if you missed it, I'm like, she finished it just before she died. It was like, that was her last legacy. It's like, okay,
she signed it.
She's like, I'm peaced out now. I'll be in heaven.
I didn't want to laugh when Susan Lucci was like, yes, and her son brought it to her for her to sign right before she passed. I was like,
Oh,
yeah. I was like, really? Y'all gonna make her sign away her life? Right?
Just be like, okay, yeah. And like, I've just updated the wheel as well, mom, while we're here.
Like, yeah, why don't you just update that wheel? Okay.
But getting that's back to the wrong. Like, getting back to that. Things like the reel and the talk. So, and no, the view didn't do very well either. This year.
Well, we were talking about that too, and we were talking about the fact that the
it's not a view anymore. They all have the same.
The new view.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about the view, kind of. Ever since the political election started with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, it's really swung more in that direction.
Yeah.
And when you watch it on any given day, it mostly talks about that.
Same. Yeah. Because I used to love it because I was I was all about Hillary. Now I'm all about Donald. No, I'm just all
you're
about...
just with whatever's there right now.
But now it's like, it's kind of like, okay, this is called The View. It's not called, the Democratic Breakdown.
My View.
Yeah, it's not called My View. Yeah. It's like, why do they all have the same view? And it's like, yeah, and they're all just like, yeah, and they all get fired up, and then you have, like, one there that just tries to pretend that she's not believing what they all think, but she really does. Like, I'm sitting there with Elizabeth Hasselbeck that was like, burn the homosexuals! Not that she ever said that. Like, we need someone, like, racist and crazy and homophobic on there.
Elizabeth has never said that.
No, she never said that, yeah.
None of them are homophobic. I wouldn't say any of them are homophobic. What I would say is what is interesting is when they go toe-to-toe when it's like Democratic versus...
Republican.
Because Jedediah Bila is like hardcore Republican.
She's an independent, she says. Yeah.
Yeah, she Republican. Yeah. But she hardcore to her core. Yeah. She is hardcore. And she looks like she will jump up from behind that table and pull off one of them pumps and drop kick somebody with a heel. Just like, clack, clack. I'm like, mm-mm.
Yeah, but it's got a little bit too much. Like, it's during the day and everyone's kind of sick of talking about politics. It's like, the election's over now. Can we shut up? So, and look, and hopefully they saw the talk that actually talking about real issues that's going on. Not about, Hillary's fine, guys. Like, she will survive. I will survive. It's Hillary. So, like, she's going to be just fine. Let's talk about the Syrian refugees. Let's talk about, other things that are going on in society. And that's what the talk does. And that's why they shone.
Well, what did y'all think about the March of the Basset Hounds?
Ugly dogs.
I know you felt bad for that last one that they made
that
walk on the steps.
That was like the March of the Penguins gone wrong, what it was.
And
that
last one dog.
It went on again, something else that went on way too long. And then there was that one last dog struggling to get up on the stage. And there's all these humans on the stage, and nobody reaches down. I'm a dog owner and a dog lover. I'm like, if that had been my dog or a dog that I was in care of, I would have just reached out and picked up poor little guy and put him on the stage. Like, why are you going to just let him struggle? Like, they showed his little paw going like this, trying to get up the stairs. I'm like, really?
No, they wanted to do that. I wanted to be like, oh, because I'm actually, because we're talking about our heroes. And Joan Rivers was my hero. I never got to meet her.
Yes,
she was
same lovely. Here.
Yeah, you I did your bitch. But I'm gonna channel Joan right now. I thought, ugly dogs. Ugly. I'm like, and then they got the struggling one, and they tried. I'm like, what's the point of adopting? That one's going to die anyway. Like, you barely get the thing. But nice cause, but I just thought they went too long. I thought they were very ugly dogs. What did you think?
I thought it was strange.
You thought it was strange.
But we should tell if there's anyone out in the Southern California area and you want one of those dogs,
don't
you can go to daphneland.com and it's just a basset hound rescue. And I think that's why they brought them all out. They're trying to get them all adopted. They
were trying to get them all adopted, but the way they went about it was just like, it was too long. It was just way too long. Like, I'm going to need y'all to kind of move it along. Come on, move it along.
I was laughing because we were originally going to have, like, the owner of the bloody dogs. I don't even know what they're called. We're going to call them the bloody dogs. The bloody dogs. And we looked at each other. Me and me, Carla looked at each other, and we're like, "No, don't get on the phone. We don't want to."
That would have been awkward on a whole nother level.
Exactly. But moving on to the most informative show, which was Dr. Oz. That one, I was so excited.
You were very excited. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. So, what do you think of Dr. Oz? Do you think that was a good? Because you weren't as excited as Carla and I.
I'm not really.
He's yawning. He's like,
I like the Maury, I like the good shows.
Oh, no, you like the fighting shows.
Yeah, yeah.
You like the shows you're the daddy.
Jerry Springer. And there was a great little moment when Margaret Cho was with Ross Matthews and they were calling out all that stuff. And I know you had a problem with the way Margaret looked.
Yes, well, this is the comedian. I thought the rest was too tight, sweetie. And you have to be real. And that's why I have a problem with the real. He's like, we're so real, but we won't say anything that we really think. And we got to try to appeal to everybody. Like, no, be real. And I thought she looked bigger than she really is in the dress. It was too tight. Go up a size. We're fine, love. So that was my issue there.
You said go up a size, we're fine.
You just have to be real. I was like, oh no,
we better not talk about Trisha Yearwood then.
No, I'm a leader.
What did I do? I go.
Who was the nipple one? Who had the nipple?
Oh my gosh, Michelle. She had the gray nipple.
She had, yeah. Her dress was beautiful. Sheer, yeah. But when they did that close up on her, yeah. You could see it was like Nipplegate. You could see her nipple.
Like the patch.
Yeah, you
and
could
the
see
patch
the patch.
Was, yeah. Was gray.
And the patch wasn't the same color as
no,
her skin.
It was not.
So when you looked at her on the screen, your eyes kind of went from her face down to her. I'm like, girl.
And do you know what's funny? Because
your stylist did not do you a favor.
I think we've come to a place in society where. And part of the reason we are where we are is because we have become somewhat filtered and we're too scared to say what we really think because we don't want to come off as insensitive.
Right.
But these people are part of the 1%.
So yeah, when you put yourself out there.
When you put yourself out there and do you know what, you need to take the heat. And if you can't handle the heat, then get out of the fire, baby. And I thought she looked a bit like, I joked, I thought she looked like Beyonce's older sister that was on meth and just got off the meth and like we put her on stage.
Why does somebody's sister always have to be on meth, Dan?
Because that's what they look like.
I know.
Yeah, they look a bit methy.
I know.
Methy vibes, yeah. But anyway, moving on to Steve and Tyler. No, well, why am I doing about Steve and Tyler? What's the guy?
I was like, what show did you watch? No. I was sitting here going, did I miss something on a commercial?
I totally forgot
break?
His name. Who's the one that does, like, Steve Harvey. I don't know why I was thinking Steve and Tyler. I just saw Tyler in there. I saw Steve and I saw Tyler.
I think they just gave Steve Harvey those awards to make up for Mary Hart's speech because it was so long. They knew Steve Harvey wasn't going to be there. Yeah. So they were like, all right, give it to him and we can make up some time.
Okay, but in defense of Steve Harvey.
Douche move not coming. I'm too good for you now.
You like him.
I like Steve Harvey. I think that...
I'd like him in the bedroom. That's about it.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's hot.
Steve Harvey... I think that what he does with his talk show is very informative. The few times that I've seen it, I listen to him on the radio more than I watch his talk show. But I kind of have a problem with if he's doing something, like if he's, you know, on a retreat with these guys or the kids that he mentors, that's one thing. But I always feel some kind of way when I see celebrities mm-hmm. win an award mm-hmm. and it's like the second, third, or fourth time that they've won and they can't see their way to get to the award ceremony. Yeah. I'm kind of like... You were good enough to get there the first and second time you won. You can't get there this time. I kind of feel some kind of way about that.
Yeah, Michael agrees with you. What are you thinking? Say it. Get it out there.
I mean, if I were nominated for like a best assistant, I would fucking go. Yeah. You know?
I mean, having been someone that's been to an award show once or twice, it's a very long evening. It's an extremely long day. Like, I get it. But for guys, it's not half as taxing as it is for the women. Because for the
shoes.
Women, first of all, for a woman to get ready for an award show, you have to hire a makeup person. You have to hire a stylist.
Did Cheryl? I don't think she did.
I'm not even going to go there with you. I am not jumping on that airplane ride with you right now. I'm just not going to do it. But you have to hire a hair and makeup person. You have to hire a stylist. You have to hire somebody to get you to and from the event, to and from the after parties if you choose to go. It's like an all-day thing because the makeup is going to take like 2 hours.
And then you can claim it all back on taxes because it's part of your job.
This is true. Yep. But the makeup's going to take like 2 hours. Picking your dress takes like weeks because you go to all these different... The stylist picks out all these different dresses for you. That takes an eternity.
And then you got to hope you fit into it
right,
on the day.
And then you, got to like go on a cayenne pepper, lemon ginger diet to make sure that your butt fits in it the day of. It's a lot. And I remember one of my friends went to an award show and she looked fabulous in her gown.
I thought you were going to say she looked fat. I was like, oh.
No. She looked fabulous in her gown. But I was like, what did you... I said, do you really... You really toned up for that? She's like, girl, I had on like 3 pairs of Spanx.
You got the whole world looking.
Being somebody that has worn 1 pair of Spanx, she must have felt like a mummy. Because I don't know how you move in 1 pair of Spanx, let alone 3. But she looked fabulous.
Yeah, that's what a job. My mom wears 2 every day. My mom sleeps with 1.
you're joking.
And then she puts another one on.
He's joking.
No, she does. Yeah, my mom does. Do you know who I actually thought
of? Commitment.
When I was thinking of Steve Harvey, I thought of Kathy Griffin, who I love. And when she wore her, when she wanted an Emmy so bad, and she's like, all I want is an Emmy. I want an Emmy.
And then she won one.
And she won one, and then she's won like six now. And same as the Grammy. She went every single year, even if she wasn't even nominated. And she's like, I just want to go. I want to win. She was even on a reality show calling Taylor Swift and calling all these celebrities. Endorse me for my Emmy. And just to get an Emmy and just to get a Grammy.
I think it's about supporting your community of work, too.
I think.
And Steve can't even show up.
I think it's become that, but it should. The Emmys, the Grammys, the Tonys, the Oscars, all of those award shows should be about honoring your body of work for whatever project it is that you're being nominated for.
Yeah.
You know, it shouldn't be...
Young and the Restless, Bold and the Beautiful, General Hospital. I was like, oh, well, just if you want an Emmy, just get on one of those shows. Obviously, right? Yeah. But don't bother with anything else.
But it shouldn't be about you just want to get an award. I mean, there are people that have been in the industry for years and years and years that don't even get nominated, let alone win. So, you know, I think when you get the opportunity to be nominated, because that's a really select elite club of people.
Yeah, like us three.
You should like make it your business to just show your face, or at least have somebody show up on your behalf. Like that girl kind of haphazardly jumped up and accepted for him that one time and said, "Well, if Steve was here, he would say this. And if Steve was here, how about if Steve had knew he wasn't going to be there? Why didn't he just send somebody with a speech?
Yeah.
Or why didn't he send a taped message? Like I could get with a taped message.
And no excuse. He's just not there. In other words, he can't be fast.
I just was not having the fact that he wasn't there, and somebody said, "Will." Accept this on his behalf. Send a tape speech. We live in the age of the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no excuse for you not to accept your award. None.
I loved a quote which came about three quarters of the way
I'm
through.
Scared.
Now, this is a good quote. When Harry Creedman from Wheel of Fortune said, I read this is a tweet. Oprah, if you're watching us right now, this is a tweet. You need to have him on Super Soul Sunday. Ready? 5 nights a week, you make people happy. Doing your job.
I love that on Wheel of Fortune.
That's super soul.
I love that. Wheel of Fortune makes me happy.
My grandmother has been watching Wheel of Fortune every night for the last 30 years.
I'm not going to say how many years I've been. But I watch Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy every night. And speaking of which, Jeopardy also won a daytime Emmy.
It did, yeah.
But that Alex Trebek. Can we just talk about Alex Trebek
You're
for
not
a second?
Fan.
Alex Trebek. Okay, this is the thing. I think Alex Trebek is a tremendous game show host. But what I could do without is that little snarky attitude of his. Like sometimes, you know, sometimes when people don't get the right answer or if they lose money, he says stuff that is so incredibly mean and busted. And in that moment, you're not really trying to hear that. You're not trying to hear that I just messed up. I know I messed up. Do I really need you to reiterate that, Alex? No, I do not.
I like it. I think you should be accountable for your mistakes. What do you think?
Back to Wheel of Fortune.
He's like, I'm over Jeopardy.
I think Vanna White was acting kind of weird tonight. It's kind of robotic.
Vanna White looked a little scary skinny. She looked a little scary skinny, didn't you think?
Maybe a bit messy. No. I thought she looked good skinny. I liked it.
It's the word of the day.
Meth, yeah. I'm like, tweet us at AfterBuzz TV. Who do you think looked a bit methy at the Oscars? The official hashtag is methy.
I just feel like Vanna White, you know, like she's made her career by being like this glamour girl. And like, she looks better every night than she looked tonight.
I would agree with you on that one.
It was like, I don't know.
It was kind of dish towel.
And she just looked kind of like she didn't want to be there.
She looked kind of hashtag methy.
She looked tired.
But do you know what, who did? This is another one that gives me the shits. And I know I'm probably going to be crucified for saying this. Ellen DeGeneres, Outstanding Entertainment Talk Show. Ellen's not showing up, is she? She is a mean girl, I think. But I'm so happy for her because, you know, obviously the 25th anniversary since coming out episode, she's done so many things.
I think that's why she won tonight.
Yeah. But she was horrible to poor Caitlyn Jenner, you know, because I remember Caitlyn Jenner, it's all come out this week because Caitlyn Jenner's autobiography has come
out.
Yes.
And Caitlyn Jenner was saying, I never actually said I wasn't for gay marriage. I said even on the show, I'm for gay marriage, but I was explaining how it was a progress for me. And isn't that, like, she was just being her authentic self and saying, isn't it funny that it took me some time in to come there and accept gay marriage? And once I could accept that, then I could possibly start accepting myself as a transgender woman. And Alan said that she flat out doesn't support it. And she does. And I think Alan was a bit of a mean girl. What do you think?
I think Ellen is a little bit of a mean girl.
Yeah.
I think she wants everyone to think she's, like,
Taylor Swift,
like
vibes.
A dancer, like a fun, dancy kind of talk show host. But I think she's a little, little catty.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think? Yeah.
I don't know.
I have a little fun today.
I don't want to. I don't want to believe that about Ellen. Yeah, that's my mother's favorite show. I don't want to believe that.
Bring
about
Oprah
Ellen.
Back, I say. Oh, well, I want Oprah back. No one can beat my Opie, Mother Oprah.
Oprah is not coming back.
Opie.
Oprah is not coming back. She has got her own network, and she's there right there.
Henrietta Lacks, right?
Yes. On HBO.
Well, she's going on CNN. I think, isn't she going to be doing like 60 Minutes or something? She's going to be starting to be a special contributor.
Just for 60 Minutes.
Yeah, because after the election, a lot of people were bashing Oprah and said you didn't do enough. They felt that she, you know, but she's not.
What was she supposed to do?
I mean, she couldn't do much, but she's, you know, she now wants to be back on on a primetime type show so that her voice can be used for the greater good, as she says.
You know.
She's Jesus after all. There's no God. It's Oprah.
Oprah is Jesus.
It's Oprah. I'm
Opie.
Telling you.
This is the
Opie One Kenobi.
This is the thing. Oprah Winfrey, hands down, has been a major contributor to the landscape of television, and especially hosting, and especially by a woman and a woman of color. Yeah. However, she's one person. There's only so much she can do. And I think she's done plenty.
Well, another legend that was there tonight was Jane Pauley.
Jane Pauley looked fantabulous. Yes.
Black dress, two steps with the sheer shoulders and the glitter belt.
She looked fantabulous. Yeah. I kind of loved her dress.
I was really into that look.
Do you know who I was really impressed with as well? And I love, because I don't think the Daytime Emmys has, I think they've got too much categories that can honour the lovely drama shows, Bold and Beautiful, Young and the Rest. It's like, okay, we get it. There's not three shows on TV. He's going to win it. It's one of the three. But I love that they do, you know, for the Latino community, they had two categories tonight, which honoured
Destinos.
Yes, yes. Wow, we love it, and I love how beautiful both the women. And that one, like the beautiful curvy figures. That's a real woman. She doesn't have to say I'm real. She just is her. You know, she is real through her actions.
I love that. The one thing I do love about the Daytime Emmys is that they are inclusive. Yeah. They are inclusive of everybody, everywhere, every type of
even
person.
Even Tarek and Christina El Moussa.
Yes.
even them. Yeah,
they don't
even
have anything to do with each other.
Even
they still
them.
Include them.
And they were there too. But I think the Daytime Emmys is much more inclusive sometimes than the Primetime Emmys.
I agree. Yeah. And I love Gabby Natale in your silver dress with the plunge V-neck. You absolutely slayed that red carpet. You are a best dress nominee for me. And when you won, we were up there and you have this beautiful figure and you're not a size zero, but I never want you to be a size zero because you're stunning and you're healthy and you're gorgeous and you're voluptuous. And oh, I loved you, Natalie. Loved you. Congratulations on your win.
Living your life right now.
I am living
my
life.
He is having his life and living it
absolutely
full throttle in this moment.
And obviously we had an outstanding entertainment news program. We all knew who it was going to be because after Agnes's death... It's Entertainment Tonight!
Oh, wait, I thought you were talking about drama series.
Ooh. Oh, no, we do. Well, no, that's to come, baby.
Okay, okay.
So, Entertainment Tonight, do you think that's fair that they won?
Yeah, I do as well.
Sure. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and then we can move on to the outstanding drama series, which was Young and the Restless.
I don't watch Young and the Restless, but I do. I used to watch Young and the Restless when I was in Young and the Restless.
That's definitely not you today.
Yeah, I don't know who you're talking about. Maybe me.
Yeah.
Young and the Restless has really great writers, and I think that they execute their writing a lot better than they do on General Hospital. But I love me some General Hospital.
You love it. You're a GH girl.
I am a GH fan. I'm a super fan. Speaking of which, I'm like, when they had that moment with the super fan, I'm like, I'm right here.
Yeah.
Why is that girl with the braid and the white shirt
you
a super
so
fan?
Jealous.
I
you
was
so
jealous. I was.
No,
my face was green. I had turned into a Ghostbuster. I was like, what is happening?
She did well, though, up there.
Someone that came from, where did she say she came from? Like Hoboken or something?
I blocked it out because I was hating.
Yeah.
Like New Jersey. She came from New Jersey. And she got up there like, yeah, I'm just doing
she was
this.
Just having a moment with Mario Lopez.
Oh, I think we all... But you know what? I actually... because I am very big on equality of everyone. I'm not into, you know, giving special treatment to everyone. I'm giving fair treatment because that's a new thing. Everyone wants special treatment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I, you know, probably have played the gay card before, you know.
You think?
You think so, yeah. But, oh, you know, the woman card, you know, people. And I noticed that, you know, Sherry was making all jokes about, you know, having sex with Mario Lopez. And I thought, if you did that in reverse, sexual harassment.
You
misogynist.
Know, you know.
What's the other word? There's all different words.
That's a good point. But she did make a joke about her two ex-husbands too. So
she did,
that.
But it was very. It was like 95% Cheryl talking about ripping off his clothes. Can you imagine if a hot...
You know, is it my Cheryl or Sherry?
Sherry, sorry. I'm leaving my mind.
Because you said Sherry Shepherd. I was like,
No, Sherry. And she, you know, with Mario Lopez when they were co-hosting, and they were saying, you know, if I get, you know, more Twitter followers than him, I can have sex with him. Even if that doesn't happen, I'm going to have sex with him anyway. Can you imagine if that was, for example, our boss, Maria Menounos, up there, and Mario Lopez was making those jokes about her? They would say, you're a pig, you're a misogynist. But then, you know,
I think
there's a double standard.
You're right. Yeah. I would not argue with you on that one.
A lot of things in personality, are, you know, you're gauged. I mean, in celebrity culture, you're gauged on your personality. So if you are the person who will act like that, oh, well, it's okay. That's just her.
There are certain comedians. You're absolutely right, Michael. There are certain comedians that can do that and get away with it and nobody would think twice about it.
Like a Joan Rivers or like... Yes.
Like Louis C.K.
Like a Joan Rivers, like a Whoopi Goldberg, like a Louis C.K., yeah. like a Eddie Murphy. Like all those people... could do it and nobody would think twice about it. But there are certain people
Mario Lopez could not do that.
Because he's cheated on his wife and, you know. It was like, I think they got married for 2 days and he was like, oh, you're on the honeymoon. He's like, yeah, I've got someone else sucking down there. Which is great. But moving on to outstanding actress in a drama series, Gina!
We already talked about Gina.
Yeah, that was amazing. We liked her. And what do we think about the outstanding actor in a drama series?
Who was that?
That was, let's have a look here. I don't even know
his younger actor. So younger actor was Brian. We talked about Brian.
What was it? Lead actor? What was his name? I've got Soft Clinton right now.
Scott Clifton.
Scott Clifton. Yeah, I didn't know who he was.
And he was the one that had that suit that I really liked. That was our subtle two-tone. I liked that. He was both of our picks for best dressed male.
And the one thing I loved about Scott Clifton in his speech, because I had told y'all that he used to be on General Hospital.
Yeah.
And when he...
Someone's watched that show.
Someone who watches that show all the time. Yeah. He used to be on General Hospital. And in his thank you speech, he thanked Maurice Bernard, who plays Sonny Corinthos on General Hospital. And I thought that was so sweet because his daytime career started on GH. So that was cool.
And then obviously ending with GH, the outstanding daytime drama was... General Hospital! I support that. I want to go around a circle. I'm very happy with that. Are you very happy with that result? Obviously.
Do we even need to ask?
Yeah, we know you are. My mother's. I can remember my mom watching that when I was like 5 years old.
Oh my god, I love me some General Hospital. I just do.
It's like a classic. You can't fight that.
I'm so glad it's the only ABC soap still standing. Mm-hmm. So I will support it to the death because they got rid of One Life to Live and All My Children and Port Charles and all the other ones
I
that they asked.
Passions.
That was on NBC. I had a girlfriend that was on Passions. Christy Ferris. Hey, Christy.
Hi, Christy.
That show is all kinds of weird.
They had witchcraft and all that.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
There was a lot going on.
And that's why I like the soaps I was kind of saying at the start, but I kind of couldn't articulate it then. But now I'm, you know, more intelligent because it's been an hour.
And Moscow Mule then kicked
in. Yeah, Moscow Mule kicked in. I remember when I was interviewing Deidre Hall and a year ago, and I said, what is, you know, the legacy that you think, you know, Bold and Beautiful creates? And she says, the biggest compliment you can ever have is when that person is going through cancer and feels all alone and no one's there to support them, they turn on the TV and we're always there. On Christmas, when that one's got no one to share a roast turkey with or a tofu turkey.
That Jeopardy moment.
Yeah.
That was like tugging on all of our heartstrings. Yeah.
Remind me.
The lady who'd won so much and
I was telling you I had watched that.
The Cancer Ridden Lady. Yeah, I've got a name here somewhere.
The woman who was a contestant. She applied to be a contestant on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Cindy Stoll was her name.
And she won
six episodes.
She was selected. She won and was on the show. She won six episodes and she was dying from cancer at the time she did it. And she asked them not to say anything about that while she was competing.
That's a real woman.
And she died and they honored her because I think she died before her last episode aired. And so right before her last episode aired, Alex Trebek came on and he said that she had died from cancer and what her story was and that they were going to air this last episode in honor of her.
And then because of that, over $100,000 was raised for cancer research.
That was wonderful.
Yeah. And that was a sweet moment. That's a real moment, not Tia Tamara, you know, pushing your kids around in a $50,000 pram.
I like that better than the dogs.
I thought the dogs was funny,
but it was just weird.
The dog thing was cool until they let the geriatric dog lurk on
and everyone
stare.
Just like, hurry
and
up.
Everybody's just like looking. The camera's just on his butt. You see his little butt trying to. I'm like, oh, really?
So funny. My mother always says, I'll never forget. We were at I think we were at church one day, and I couldn't believe I go to church. Everyone's like, what church are you at?
Like,
church of Satan? No. Yes. The Church of God, Church of Allah, I'm stuck with religion. But I was at church, and there was an old 95-year-old lady, walking there. She's walking so slow. And I said to my mum, oh, isn't that nice? Like, she's still getting out of bed and coming to church. And mum's like, why would you bother? And I thought about that, about the dog. Why would you bother? Like, dog, just, it's, your time's over. But yeah.
The rescue is full. And they're trying to get rid of some of those dogs.
Well, I mean, that's a dog that I'm sure people don't go to the pound looking for. They usually go looking for, pit bulls
Pomeranians. Well, what disappointed you guys the most tonight? A person that didn't win that you really wanted to win. I heard you squawking all several times.
I only squawked when somebody from General Hospital didn't win most of the time.
I wanted Uhura to win tonight.
Yeah, I was kind of salty about that when Nichelle Nichols didn't win.
Yeah, Jim O'Hare won.
Jim O'Hare won over her. Jim O'Hare is a wonderful actor. I've seen him on comedies for years.
Yeah.
And to his credit, he did give props to the daytime community about how hard their work is, because he rightly so, acknowledge the fact that what they do in primetime TV in a week is what you do on daytime TV in a day.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah,
totally. And then primetime is like put on a pedestal and all of that. So I'm all for the daytime.
Yes, daytime TV is hard.
One thing that one thing I didn't like about the hosting is they didn't wrap it up in the end. And obviously we had all the sexual, the misogynist joke. I'm going to call Sherry Lee, whatever her name is. Cheryl Underwood. I'm going to call her.
Why are you getting the black girls mixed up?
I know. Now I'm going to call her racist. No, I'm going to call her a misogynist because to men.
The misogynist.
But anyway, I've had a great show today. Any final remarks, any final comments that you have about the Emmys and all of that? But as I said, I just don't think it wrapped up well because we never got an end to the sex jokes.
Like, we're leaving.
They announced that GH1 and then the choir came out and they were like, okay, we're done, bye.
Bye.
Mario
was like, I've got someone on Tinder that wants to meet up. Yeah. But anyway, tell us where everyone can find you, Carla.
You can find me on the Twitter and the Instagram at The Curvy Critic. And Michael?
You can find me on the Instagram and the Twitter at Michael X Shirley.
And you can find me on the Instagram at Dan Babic. And then you can find me on the tweet at Dan Babic with an underscore at the end. That's DanBabic underscore bitches. Goodbye for now.
Bye.
Love you, Cheryl Underwood.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.